All right, we're back. This is Who's Talking with Frank and Hobbo, and we've got Charles McDaniel still on the line with us. Charles, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Very good. All right. So, obviously, the big thing before the game, the big issue was, how was UVA going to put pressure on this hotshot quarterback, the chosen one, Mr. Rosen, who obviously is the real deal, since all these great pass rushers either went pro early or graduated? So you lose your middle linebacker who generated some sacks last year in Coley. You lose Max Vallis off the end. You lose Eli Harold off the end. So how is Tenuta going to dial up some pressure in this next game instead of sitting back and waiting for these guys to just pick us apart? Because this quarterback for Notre Dame is so good that they let the guy that led them to the national title game 2 years ago, they let him go. And he's the starting quarterback at Florida State now. So, you know, this is going to be a tough contest.
It is. I think Tenuta's got his work cut out for him. I'm a big fan of John Tenuta. I think Mike and his staff, his defensive staff, have done a good job. The fact is we have who we have, and the players that we need to play are going to have to learn on the run. They're going to have to gain experience, and we're going to have to be somewhat patient through the first three or four games prior to us ending conference play. He tried to pressure yesterday. He sent a bunch of people going, with different twists and different fits, and but they have a good coaching staff on the other side, and as soon as they saw what we were doing, it exposed the linebackers again one on one with Perkins and several other backs, and he realized you couldn't make a living doing that, so we had to get pressure from the front four. And we didn't get that on a consistent enough basis. It's going to be a work in progress. The more comfortable they get, and the better they are at when you have man coverage or when you send a linebacker, the other linebacker's got that back coming out of the backfield. And it's a question of, do you get to him? And if you don't, you realize you're exposed. So it's not for lack of trying. They tried a bunch of different stunts. Some were successful, but then they got exposed as they tried them again, and then they were just left with backing them out and trying to get pressure from the front four with not as many creative stunts that John likes to run. So we're at a bit of a quandary where you send too much pressure and you expose yourself if they don't get there. I think you tried again this week, but this Malik Zaire is, he's a heck of a quarterback, too. He only completed 19 of 22 passes yesterday for over 300 yards, and he can run the ball as well. They didn't miss who they had 2 years ago, and this kid's pretty good. And we've got to put some pressure on him, or you're going to have the same issue.
You know, I noticed Andrew Brown got some significant plays in the game, and he did get one really good pressure on Rosen. To your way of thinking, shouldn't he be playing more? I mean, he's only 2 years removed from being the Gatorade Player of the Year. Doesn't he need some reps just to get his own confidence going?
Well, and I think they gave him those reps yesterday. My understanding, and I certainly don't know this as a fact, but from who I talked to, he's just not consistent enough in practice. You play how you practice, and he has struggled adjusting from that high school game to the college game, and it does take consistency. I thought he played pretty well yesterday, and if he continues to play that well, he'll get more snaps. I would recommend that he works a little harder at practice, because I think he's got so much natural talent. But when you get caught up with these five stars.
Yep.
As Urban Meyer likes to say, give me three stars and I'll make them into what I want for my program. But there are a lot of five stars all around the country who haven't made it, and there are probably more who don't make it than do. So I could care less what the star rating is. I think we've all gotten too worried about what the star rating is. Get me some good football players that want to work hard, and you coach them up, and they get better. That's how Virginia's had success over the years.
We're visiting
look at our basketball program. We don't need five stars. We need good players that want to work and get better. And I think we can recruit those type of kids.
Yeah, I don't know how many stars I was back in the day. The good news is that if I played like I practiced, I probably would have never gotten off the bench. So.
You know, right. There is something to that.
That is true.
Some guys play significantly better when the lights are on.
It might be more true in basketball than football. But anyway, yeah. we just want to reintroduce Charles McDaniel. Charles, we got a minute or two left. I was just going to ask you, from a football player's perspective, what's the difference of playing at home?
Well, the atmosphere this week when you actually have a packed house. And when it's a true home field advantage, you feed off that energy. And Virginia has good fans, probably fickle fans, but with how you can watch the games now on your phone and on your iPad, and there's so many different ways you can catch the game today. Back when I played, either you went to the game or you saw it on TV the few times it was on TV. Well, it's always on TV. But this Notre Dame game, it's sold out. It's going to be a great atmosphere, and there's going to be a real true home field advantage. I think the fans will be into it. Now it's going to be up to the players to keep the fans in it. There were too many times last year that we played pretty well, and then we started to, our second halves have been our Achilles heel. We've got to play a full four quarters. But I think you're going to have fans there. I think that they care, and they want Coach London and this team to do well. They just need to continue to work hard, to give us the effort, and to make the game exciting. There's nothing exciting about watching the team get beat bad and then people start leaving, and then that advantage turns into a disadvantage. There's nothing worse than having a half-filled stadium without much energy. So I think we've got what we need. We've got a great home schedule. Notre Dame coming in. Then you got William & Mary and Boise State. I mean, that's a heck of a home schedule to start the year, and I think you're going to have a packed house. So hopefully a lot of energy for the team.
All right, that's our cue. We're going to the top of the hour break. Charles McDaniel, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And as always, Jim and I appreciate the support of Hildrop every year as one of our long-term sponsors.
Yeah, right. Charles, well, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Good evening, gentlemen. Go Hoos.
Take care. All right.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to be back in just a few moments with Billy McMullen. Stay with us. This is Hoos Talking.